I've gotten an email here from Peter that I wanted to read. You and Harry always make predictions that come true. For example, when you were discussing Cape May warblers, I got a very good extended look of one that very day. And while you were both expecting the Canada swallowtail butterfly, that very Tuesday, I saw four of them gathered around a patch of wet sand on our township road and two more flying down the same road. But the next evening, we saw and heard something very unusual. We were visiting with our neighbors, keeping our social distances, but while we were there, a formation of geese flew by with one of our six swans was in the back of the formation, in the center, trailing the V. But there were five other swans interspersed perfectly, but randomly within the V formation. We had never seen this kind of interspecies cooperation before. Have you or Harry ever seen or heard of anything like this before? I can't say that I have. Not where they fly. I've seen them flying sort of in the same direction, but I have not seen them flying like that, where they are sort of tied one to the next and using the disturbance of the air to help them, you know, get along. It would be interesting to see, first of all, because the trumpeter swan is about twice the size of a Canada goose, and so just that size discrepancy alone would have been interesting to observe. Lots of things to see out there.